You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
8 o'clock on the nose in the Mile High City. And thank you so much for choosing the Dom and Jeremy show to start your day. And we hope you keep Mix 100 turned on all day long with Denver's best mix of music to get you through those working hours with Shannon Steele. Keep it turned on here at Denver's Mix 100. Inauguration Day. Jeremy has been glued to all the things that have been going on. Anything to report?
Just it looks like
nation's
Biden
capital that's just kind of shut down.
Might be leaving church soon. Trump is in the air on Air Force One on his way to Florida, and I don't know. I kind of feel like no matter what side you're on, it is pretty cool to see the transfer of power, no matter which way you lean.
Yeah.
It's just kind of cool to watch this every few years. It's really neat.
Yeah, yeah.
It's impressive. We can talk about that later.
We'll talk about it.
Go to the topic.
All right.
Yeah.
Go to the topic. Go to our segment.
I'm done with politics.
Our segment is solving a problem.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Yeah.
This one is definitely going to require phone calls and several of them. This is a five calls says it all, if I've ever heard one. Before we get into the note, Jeremy, can you tell our listeners if they want to share their own problems, the best way to do that?
There's a couple biggies. Go to mix100.com, click on the Dom and Jeremy link, and you can find our emails there. Or if you want to just hop on over to the social, we're on Facebook, search Dom and Jeremy, and we reply to messages all morning.
She doesn't want us to use her name. In fact, her very first line is, hey, boys, please don't use my name. And you'll understand why in just a second. What do you want to call her? Do you care? Claire?
Esmeralda.
No.
Oh, you're no fun.
How about just Marie? We'll shorten
that. Okay, Marie.
We'll call her Marie. And I've been spending some time with this note this morning because I don't know. I'm really intrigued by it. I've been divorced, she writes, for almost 10 years, and now that I'm in my 40s, it's been very difficult finding someone to spend the rest of my life with. For the last year, I've been seeing a very, very nice man. He's a year younger than me, has a good job, treats me like a princess. It's one of those things where I know he's probably going to ask me to get married eventually. I do love him. Did you get that clear? She says,
Marie loves
him. I do
him.
Love him.
She's a princess.
But my problem is that I'm not physically attracted to him.
Ruh-roh.
He's in good shape, and he's not hideous or anything like that, but I feel no spark for him physically.
Nice clarification.
Well,
he's not hideous.
The thing is, I want to jump in here because I understand what she's talking about. I mean, well, we'll get back to it. He's
get
in good shape,
topic.
And he's not hideous or anything like that, but I feel no spark for him physically.
Okay.
We have a good time every time we're together, and we laugh, and he's great like that. My question for you and your listeners, how important is the physical attraction?
Wow.
I'm afraid, as more years go by, I won't ever find someone who turns me on that way, at least as far as someone who'd make a good companion. Thanks for considering this. I really do love my boys in the morning.
Oh, thank you, Marie.
So we'll call her Marie. I get what she's saying about that. She can't put her finger on any one thing that makes him unattractive. She just you know how it
just
is.
Physically not attractive.
Right. I mean,
but she loves him.
Think about all your friends, right? Think about everyone's close friends. And they might be in a relationship with or married to somebody that is super sweet. They're in good shape and stuff. But you're like, I'm just not attracted to them. But obviously, my friend is very attracted to them, right? There's a Jack for every Jill. There's different things that we look for. She is not physically attracted to the man who's very nice to her, and she's afraid that the clock is ticking.
We got to get the expert on the line here. The expert on this would be Gretchen.
You beat me to it, you S-O-B. God, I was all ready to call
Nicole.
Were
you? You're going to do a preemptive? Oh, no.
Oh, listen, I'll give you, you got it first.
Dom's a great guy, but, you know. No, I'm
Hey, don't think
I'm
I haven't
goofing.
Asked her that question.
I'm goofing.
Because I have. I was like, you like this?
You like what you see laying here?
I'll just kind of point my fingers. I'm like, this is, what is this doing for you right here? It's I'm walking around. She's, and
she bakes. And it doesn't do anything for me. She's good with dough, Dom. She's good with dough. I don't know, man. I would imagine this is a thing where you do get to a certain age that you start really not focusing so much on how somebody looks, but the other attributes that they bring to the table, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But the looks thing is a biggie because you got to see them every day. And I know it sounds shallow and horrible and you're not supposed to focus on looks, but we all have eyes. And that's a big, big part of it. And I will sound shallow, whatever. I couldn't do it. If I wasn't physically attracted, it would be very difficult. Even if they were, you know, they checked all the other boxes on everything, you know, you still, there is a physical connection that is extremely important.
My fear is that our listeners, there is not a single person listening to this who doesn't have an opinion. My fear is that people are going to be afraid to call.
Because, you know, you go into, is it body shaming, you know, all that. Does that kind of play into it? I don't know.
Here's our number, 303-691-1MIX. We hope that you will call right now. We'd like to do a five call says it all. 303-691-1649. I think basically what Marie is asking here is, do I just go ahead and settle? Because as Jeremy, the phrase he used, check all the boxes.
Yeah.
This guy does check boxes.
And if you sit back and think about it, those boxes are really probably way more important than the physical aspect, because we're all going to fade away in that part of our life, the physical part of our life. We're going to fade away, and you're going to want the companionship and the conversation and just being a good person to be around. You're going to want all that.
I agree.
We just all naturally go to hell.
I agree, but at the same time, your baseline, where you're starting from,
I think it's pretty
important.
Sure is.
And you know, and you can say that, you know, these are more important, but we are, maybe I shouldn't say anything until we take calls.
We're physical creatures or what?
Well, we are. We're animals.
Actually, well, you know what? Before we started this, I was going to say something else about the election and all this. And earlier today, I texted Nick Nack and I said, hey, baby, would you mind putting the flag out today? Because it's, you know, it's a big day for America. Let's throw the flag out. I was watching her on one of our cameras go out front and put the flag up, and she's got to lean up and put it up there. It's kind of high.
Are you being
you know?
A perv?
And I texted her afterwards, and I said, first of all, thank you for doing that. And then second, dang, you got a great butt.
Yeah, she does.
And she does. I love my wife's rear end, and that is physical, you know, and I'm extremely attracted to that. I don't care. That's one of the parts I love about my wife, amongst everything else, smart, great mom, blah, blah, blah,
but.
You know, that's very important. And it's important to compliment them on that too, Dom, and let them know. No matter which way.
I compliment Nicole's butt all the time.
No, shut up.
Is there a connection with this?
I thought this might be appropriate.
I'm trying to figure out the connection.
It's Baby Got Back.
Oh, fair enough. Hey, this note comes from Marie that she doesn't want us to use her name. We applied that name to her. She's in her 40s, divorced, has met a guy and been seeing him for a while. Great guy. And she says, I do love him. She's not physically attracted to him. Her question for us and for you, our listeners, is how important is that? Is this the kind of thing where she'd be like, it's good but not good enough? Or should she settle and say, I'm just going to have to go the rest of my life being with a guy that I'm not physically attracted to?
Yeah. That's hard.
Let's face this. Before we get into all these calls, people are going to have different opinions, so nobody get too worked up.
Don't be
Actually,
mad.
I take that back. Get worked up.
Cool.
Here's Harmony. Harmony, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So she's wondering what to do about this. What are your thoughts on this, Harmony?
My thoughts is that if she's not attracted to him physically, then it'd be more like living with like a family member, like a brother or a roommate. And, you know, human connection is important, but
Yeah, I fear that every time this guy is going to try to get intimate or whatever with her, that she's not going to be into it and, you know, not go along with it. And it's going to cause a lot of struggle and angst in the relationship.
True. She needs to be out front and, like, tell him that, you know, we can live together, but we are not going to be physical. Some people live like that.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that I'm is, like, the definition of marriage, but...
Harmony, have a great day. Thanks for being on the show.
Bye, Harmony.
Shut that up.
Hello, Rachel. Good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Hello. Good morning, boys.
Morning.
Good morning, Rachel. What do you think?
You know, I think Dom said it best. There's a Jack for every Jill. So you can only use the phrase ticks all the boxes if you tick all the boxes, and he's just not. Your happiness is more important, Marie. Move on.
So he's technically not checking all the boxes.
He's not.
He's not.
And, you know, you can love him, but your happiness is more important.
But you can't love him.
Let's say this.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is not going to be popular with some people, but I would say that those all those boxes that you're supposed to be ticking, they're not all weighted equally.
Exactly.
I don't think they are. I don't think those are weighted equally. Some boxes carry a heavier weight than others.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying that looks is the number one, but it's probably it's more important.
It's a bigger box.
Some people give it credit for.
It's a bigger box. It's one of the bigger ones.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called us, Rachel. I hope you have a terrific day.
Goodbye, Rachel.
You too.
Thanks. Bye. Bye. Here's a dude who wants to sound off, unless it's a woman named Bob. Hello, Bob. Welcome.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. So we're doing quite well.
In my honest opinion, there has to be physical attraction. If there isn't, that'll lead to deceit and other stuff, and that's exactly why I am divorced currently.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, it could lead you to stray a little bit. Bob, I'm sorry to hear that, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, To be fair, people have strayed on spouses who are drop-dead gorgeous. I mean, so
yep. It's not again, like, that yeah, comes but down to the ticking of every box. That comes down to, okay, they might be physically attractive to me, but then you're also in your head going, I'm not good enough for them. I need to find someone that's for me. So that could lead to that as well.
I got to tell you, it's funny you say that. I've been holding on to a story, and I'm not exaggerating. It's been over 4 years that I always wondered if we would ever get to it on our show. And 4 years later, I still have it. It was an interview with Billy Bob Thornton. And he was talking about his marriage to Angelina Jolie. And a lot of people are like, what? Those guys were never married. They were.
Mm-hmm, they were.
I mean, you know, before Brad Pitt and everything, Angelina was married to Billy Bob
Thornton. It was a weird relationship. That was weird.
Very strange. But the interview with him, Bob, was Billy Bob Thornton talking about how the entire time we were together, I knew I was never good enough for her. That's what he said. He goes, I was not good enough for Angelina Jolie. And he goes, that's why our relationship ended. So
very insecure.
Yep. Is it insecure? Or is it just an
sure
honest observation?
Like, or stand up and be like, dude, I'm with a beautiful woman. This is awesome. And
yeah, I guess.
Low self-esteem.
Bob, I want to thank you for calling. Yeah, and I want to thank you for giving me an excuse to finally use that Billy Bob Thornton story. I can now put it in the recycle bin.
Put it in the shredder.
Here's Krista. Good morning, Krista. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So what are your thoughts?
So my concern is, I know she says she loves him, but I'm concerned about the type of love. Because in my experience and many people I know, as you fall in love with somebody, the physical attraction tends to happen on its own and get stronger on its own. So if that isn't happening, I'm more concerned that she loves him more as a friend, more as a companion, not as a significant other.
I'm with you. She is. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, as I say, it's something where I can say, even personally, I am extremely attracted to my husband. But if I was to see him maybe just walking down the street and didn't know him, I probably wouldn't be. So a lot of that physical attraction comes from the fact that I am in love with who he is. And so that's where I feel like that's such a big part of it is what kind of love do you really feel for him? And why isn't the physical attraction there? Because if you were in love with him, it should
be. Well, I'm with you. Your husband's a good-looking man.
first of all.
I agree completely.
And then, yeah, I'm with you. If she hasn't, like, grown to just accept his flaws and love him the way he is and all that, I don't think this is going to work out at all.
I agree. The chemistry should be fairly natural, and as you develop real feelings for somebody, that chemistry naturally gets there.
Like, every time if he takes his shirt off and she's like, ugh, and makes a face, it's not going to work out.
Exactly. I agree.
Krista,
cut the loss now before it gets worse for him.
That's right.
That's a great call. Thank you for your time today. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You guys too. Thanks.
Bye, Krista.
Thank you. Time for two more. Stacy and Chris. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks, guys.
So,
My opinion is just that. It's just an opinion. So she's the one that's got to live with whatever choice she chooses. But I haven't heard anyone mention the guy. You know, like, it's not fair to him either. Like, he needs someone that's going to have that chemistry with him. You know what I mean? He deserves that as well.
I'm glad you said that. When I brought this up with Gretchen last night, because I told her, I said, I got to tell you something, we're going to be talking on the show. And, Jeremy, I even used your joke, so.
Oh, nice. Good.
And her point, Stacy, mirrors what you're saying. And I think you two are saying the same thing. Her thing was, when you're, let's say you're in a relationship with someone, you want them to be physically attracted to you.
Exactly.
If you're going in for a kiss or something like that, you want to have a pretty good idea that it is appreciated and welcomed. And if you're like, mm-hmm. I know they're not attracted to me, she said the same thing you did, that it's not fair to him.
I need to know what part of this guy is that she's so hung up about that she doesn't find attractive. If it's something that he could potentially fix.
I'll tell you this right now. I can speak from experience. I had a bad relationship that, you know, he cheated on me. So I went the other direction and dated a guy that was super nice, strong Christian, great guy, treated me like gold. But I mean, he was good looking, tall, handsome, good looking guy. But the chemistry was not there. I was with him for a year. And by the time it was like a year, he could just be sitting there and I would want to punch him because he irritated me. He wasn't even doing anything. And I'm like, I literally want to just punch that.
He's always smiling and he's so good looking. I want to punch him right in the face.
But the thing was, I realized I there's just that chemistry is not there. No matter how nice he is or good he is to me, it almost... I started hating the good things that he was doing just because I was irritated with myself.
God.
Like, why am I not, you know, into this guy? Like, I should be. And finally, I broke up with him. The next guy I dated, we've been married for 25 years. We're both at Joey now, if you want to call it that. But he floats my boat, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's
kids.
What a great story, really.
That's really, you know, you made my whole day with, I just wanted to punch him.
I know.
You know, best call of the day, Stacy. You have a great day, okay?
Bye, Doughy Stacy.
Bye.
And now we're both doughy.
You know, it's funny, is she threw in some sort of line like, good Christian man, and then I just wanted to punch
him. I thought about that, too.
Oh, my God. That's
the best
hilarious.
Call of the week. Thank you.
We got to wrap it up with Chris. Chris, you get the last word on this. What do you think?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I feel that she's pretty messed up. She should have not even gone on the first date with him if she wasn't attracted to him, you know? Like, she pretty much used him for her own, you know, for her own thing.
Like, I guess you don't know after a first date.
I don't know if I would go that far.
She gave him a chance.
Right. You do grow into people sometimes.
She said
he's not
hideous. Yeah, well, she doesn't think she grew up to him if it's been how long already?
It's been a year. Yeah.
A year, but, yeah.
Exactly.
It might have been going a little too long now. You might be leading on a little bit.
Chris, I'm glad you called us. I hope you have a great day, buddy.
You look good today, Chris.
Yeah, you as well.
All right, see you.
Thank you. You know, there is no... Look, we talk on the show all the time about pheromones and the chemistry.
It's true, I mean, that, man.
Who
it's
can
huge.
Explain it?
You can't. It's all chemical.
And I'm going to tell you something else, cowboy. I can testify to the fact that it goes the other direction, too.
As far as... Oh, that the pheromones turn you off.
No. That
what?
Like, somebody may not be your ideal in terms of physical attraction... And yet you find them attractive and sexy. and hot, and it's because that's a pheromone thing.
Yeah,
it's right. So you can look at them or look at a picture of them. You go, I don't really see it.
And then you're around
and then
them,
you hang out with them, and you're like, oh my god, I want to jump on them.
You start sniffing them out a little bit.
That definitely happens.
Your pheromones smell like gravy. I'm in.
Sign me up. That ticks a box.
Yes.
Smells like gravy.
It's the gravy box.
Oh, my God. You know, I think it's pretty unanimous for you, Marie, whatever your real name may be. You got to move on.
I think so.
Oh, man, that breaks my heart.
Don't drag this guy along. Do him a solid and
that whole
and break
thing about
off.
You know whether it's fair to him or not that Stacey was
that's
talking about. I agree with that. That's the thing that makes up my mind. Is it not fair to him?
Yeah, it's not.
And you know what? He'll meet if he is that good of a guy. He will meet. Look, they're in demand. He will meet someone
who does
float his boat.
Some other lady will pounce. Good calls today.
God, they're the best.